This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Are you ready for a super fun deep dive today?
I know I am.
Okay, so today we're going to be looking at this really charming story. It's called The Sneezing Bee.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And we're basically going to follow this tiny bee through a really surprising day.
Okay.
And we're going to see how some helpful kids make things better.
Right.
When he gets into a little bit of a sticky situation.
Interesting.
Okay. So first up, we meet Leela and Carrie.
Okay.
Who are these two really observant kids playing in their backyard. And then there's Benny.
Okay.
Who's a bee with a very unusual problem.
Yeah.
So picture this. Leela and Carrie are watching the bees buzzing around all these colorful flowers.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, a fee-o.
Oh, my God.
A little bee just goes tumbling right into Leela's lemonade.
Oh, no. Is he? Okay.
That's what they think.
Yeah.
And Carrie's like, wait a minute. Did that bee just sneeze?
Mm-mm. That's a good question.
Yeah. It kind of makes you think, can bees even sneeze?
I don't know. Can
they? Well, this one can.
Oh, wow.
So Benny, the little bee dripping with lemonade, he tells them his big secret.
Okay.
Every time he goes to smell a flower,
Asian
Kerge, he just has this huge sneeze.
Oh, no. That does not sound good.
And it's a problem, right? Mm-hmm. If we think about what bees do.
Yeah, because they need to get that pollen.
Exactly. So he explains that bees need to visit flowers to collect this special yellow dust called pollen, which they use to make that sweet honey for their hive.
Yeah.
But with every sneeze, he just blows all the pollen away.
That's no good.
So Benny's really worried because the queen bee is waiting for that honey.
Oh, my God.
So Leela and Carrie, they put their thinking caps on.
Yeah.
Like, what could they do to help Benny?
Yeah, what could they do?
First, they're like, well, maybe he has a little bee cold.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he needs a tiny tissue.
Mm.
But then Carrie has this really clever idea.
Ooh, I want to hear it.
What if they help Benny carry the pollen themselves?
Oh, that's a good idea.
I know, right? So Benny's wings practically buzzed with excitement when he heard that.
Of course.
So the story shows Leela and Carrie very carefully collecting the yellow pollen in a little cup.
Okay.
And using a soft cotton swab.
Wow, they're so gentle.
I know. And Benny guides them back to his home. Sniffling a little bit along the way.
Oh, no. I hope he's okay.
So when they give the pollen to the queen bee, she is so happy to get it.
Yay.
But she also notices Benny sneezing.
Oh.
So she gives him a special warm honey tea and says that it'll help his buzzy sniffles.
Oh, that's cute.
So guess what?
What?
Benny takes a little sip of the tea.
Uh-huh.
He wiggles his nose once, twice.
Hey.
And no sneezing.
Hooray.
He's all better.
That's amazing.
And he's so happy. The queen bee's so grateful.
Oh.
And Leela and Carrie are officially
for it.
The bee rescue team.
I love.
And the best part, Leela has this funny idea.
Oh, tell me.
For the next time. Maybe Benny should wear a tiny little bee mask.
Oh my gosh, that's adorable.
Wouldn't it be silly?
That would be so funny.
So what can we learn from Benny and his helpful friends?
That's a good question.
Well, it reminds us that even little creatures can have some pretty big problems.
Yeah, they can.
And when we work together and we think creatively,
we
can find some really sweet solutions.
I like that. And you know what it also makes me think? It makes me wonder what other amazing and surprising things might be happening in my own backyard right now.
Exactly.
That's so cool.
So thanks for diving into this fun story with us.
See you next time.
Bye.